I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road. Joining me is Jonathan Gold, the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Today, we're visiting a teeny tiny restaurant downtown near USC.
We're going to everybody's favorite Yucatan bakery, La Florida Yucatan. Probably the reason to go is for their weekend lunches, which are mostly takeout, but they have a table or two.
So are we talking about salputes and panuchos?
We are. They have very good salbutes. They have delicious panuchos, which are different from the kind you may have had. Panuchos, of course, being the tortillas that are split, stuffed with black beans, sort of like put back together again and then fried. And sometimes they're very crisp and oily and delicious. Most places, including here, they're topped with turkey and red onions and salsa and lettuce. And some places it's sort of very crisp, and here it's sort of leathery, which doesn't sound immediately appealing, but after your second or third bite of chewing through these things, you will want it no other way. There's also papadzules, which are like enchiladas that are stuffed with hard-boiled eggs and come with a sort of pepian, like a pumpkin seed sauce made with a lot of epazote that's delicious. There's, of course, the salbutes, which are fried tortillas that aren't stuffed but are topped in pretty much the same fashion as the panucho. Sometimes there are tamales of various forms, including or maybe even like especially the brazo de reina, the queen's arm, which is stuffed with hard-boiled eggs. I always pick those out. But also with pumpkin and vegetables.
Are they wrapped in banana leaves or corn husks?
I believe they're actually wrapped in spinach. It's actually more of a vegetable thing.
Ooh, how interesting.
But the thing that this restaurant is the most known for is what you would very much hope a Yucatan restaurant would be the most known for, which is its cochinito pibil, which is, you know, pork of preferably a very young pig that's, you know, marinated or roasted with, you know, achiote, and there's sour orange juice, and there's, in this case, lots and lots and lots of clove that's, you know, wrapped and is baked in banana leaves, and then it's taken out and you can shred it and put it to tacos or whatever you want with it. I'm never able to go there without taking a couple pounds home.
Thank you so much.
Glad to be here.
I've been talking to Jonathan Gold about La Flor de Yucatan on Hoover Street between Venice and Washington near USC. You can get a text message with the restaurant's address and Jonathan's favorite dishes by simply texting the words Good Food to the number 69866. That's Good Food to the number 69866. And don't forget that you can see all of Jonathan's restaurant suggestions on the Good Food restaurant map, which is on the Good Food blog.